Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Elkhart, Indiana on November 21st. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Carlton Fowler from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Carlton, how are you?
Just fine.
Now, what do you do there in Houston?
I'm a Tripoli parts engineer for NASA at the Johnson Space Center.
That's awesome. We've been to the Johnson Space Center. It's pretty cool. And I'm sorry, you said Tripoli parts engineer?
Electrical, electronic, and electromechanical. So we make sure that computer chips and switches and resistors and capacitors are adequate for the environment, the harsh environment of space.
That's so very
you're
cool.
You're just a rocket scientist, right, bro?
No.
Just
no,
say
we
that.
We have rocket scientists, but that's not me.
Have you seen Gravity?
I have seen Gravity.
Did it feel, like, really real?
It scared the heck out of me.
I bet.
It was fantastic.
Your job is to make sure that doesn't happen, Carlton.
Well, welcome to the show, Carlton. It's good to talk to you. Carl Castle is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a big winner. Ready to go?
I hope so.
Here is your first limerick.
In New Zealand, the people agree, a cat nation we will not be. Get them neutered and spayed, or a fine will be paid. We can own cats, but no more than...
Three?
Yes, indeed. Three. A district in New Zealand has passed new legislation banning residents from owning more than three cats. This is part of a new initiative to cut down on noise, smell, and New Zealand's rising crazy lady population.
Cat? This should be zero.
You don't like cats?
I think it really sums up the difference between the United States and New Zealand that we are deciding whether the global economy is going to topple, and they're like, three cats tops, right? Yeah. Three cats?
Yeah, that's
three cats.
Any other
problem.
Business? No? All right.
Raise the cat ceiling.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Yep.
That was hot.
I don't believe that someone can make a cogent argument for more than three cats.
Once you're beyond three cats, it's over. You might as well get to 20.
The gateway drug is one cat. It seems like that's well, the
really?
Problem.
Not well, everybody who gets one cat ends up with 40 cats.
I think so.
Hey, Carlton, here is your next limerick.
In the Tenderloin just past Van Ness, they say vagrancy causes a mess. So with pawn, rook, and queen, we're making a scene. In protest, we'd sit and play
chess.
Right. Public chess used to be a popular pastime in San Francisco, but the police have shut it down, saying the games attract homeless people. And worse, they attract the type of homeless secret geniuses that might get a Robin Williams movie made about them. Chess advocates are angry. They have organized a march to fight this injustice. It'll be led by the Knight, so it's going to be two blocks up, one block over, two blocks up. Here is your last limerick.
I think you're some sort of a witch, 'cause my voice has developed a glitch. I'm no longer a bass, 'cause I'm charmed by your face. Now my voice just keeps rising
in pitch?
Yes, indeed. Scientists at Albright College have discovered that men's voices go up several octaves while talking to pretty women. This is because people instinctively mimic the voice of the person they're talking to, and because it's important to provide women with yet another reason to reject you. The same apparently is true of women. Their voices get lower when talking to men they're interested in, which really raises questions about every interview Terry Gross has ever given.
Guys should always, I've said this before on this program, you should always follow the Barry White school of macking to ladies. Keep it deep. Because anytime you get your voice pitchy, that ain't hot.
I think most men's problems talking to women are more content related.
Carl, how did Carlton do in our quiz?
Carlton, you had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations. Bye, Carlton. Thanks for playing.